January 21st, and this is Sunday Stripped, the only syndicated radio show in America that plays metal and rock and some alternative bands doing their biggest songs acoustically. My name is Kramer. I'm a longtime rock radio host. I've been to huge markets all over the country, seen a million shows, became friends with some of the biggest rock gods in the business. Super show today. Amy Lee. I love her for many reasons, but one of the main reasons is her musical knowledge. I majored in music in college, and I hated music theory. I was awful at it. She is brilliant at music theory, and she uses that a lot in her music. She had zero stage presence when she first started, and she talks about how she developed that. We're going to hear from Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park. He's going to talk about Chester and what he was like when they first started hanging out, and on what level anyone knew his depression was at during the final days of his life. People around him that were closest to him did not know. John Bon Jovi talks about why they've never played the Super Bowl. And I'm going to do a double shot from Slash and Miles Kennedy covering some GNR tunes. Great, great show. Let's crank her up with some 3 Days Grace.
You're listening to the only show of its kind in the world.
This is Sunday Strip.
Acoustic rock that rocks.
World will never be what I expected, and if I don't belong, who would have guessed it? I will not leave alone everything that I own to make you feel like it's not too late. It's never too late. Something wrong, who would have guessed it? And I have left alone everything that I own to make you feel like it's not too late. It's never too late.
Cause it's not too late. It's never too late. Whoa,
heard on badass rock stations like KZ and Cheyenne. Hey Cheyenne, you rock. Sunday Stripped.
Sunday Stripped.
Put myself to damn to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole. Familiar stain. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything.
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks, Trent Reznor, In all honesty and transparency, I never got that song. Somebody requested it the other day. They wanted to hear the acoustic version of it. And I was like, did they even, I mean, is there even like a live acoustic performance? I found that. And so I'm playing it for whoever requested it. I never liked it. I never understood why Johnny Cash ever covered it. Never got it. But again, all the music isn't for me. It's for you. That's like the darkest song of all time. Christ almighty, it's making me mad. So I was talking to my best friend, Kenny. He's the drummer in the band Messer. And we were hanging out at his studio, and we started talking about Bon Jovi. And so it occurred to us that we both, like supposedly these hard guys, love Bon Jovi, and we just kept going on and on. It was like, and I told him, I said, I'm going to talk about that on the show, and I'm going to open up about how much I love Bon Jovi. Now, I'm not on Bon Jovi's balls, okay? But, dude, when you go back and you watch the performances from back, say, between 87 and 95, 96, I don't know that there's ever been somebody that's done it better overall show-wise and music and the songwriting. My God. Okay, maybe I am on Bon Jovi's balls. Sorry. And you know what? They never played the Super Bowl. And here's John talking about why.
No Desire, I turned it down many, many years ago. I didn't like this, you know, that you had to team up with other people and you had these people coming on your stage and all the demands of the, and then the pressures on it. It didn't appeal to me to play at the New Jersey one. It seemed too obvious. The last time that, honest to God, we were at all interested was back when they had it in Dallas and we didn't get it. And I said, that's the end of it. I don't want it. I won't even talk about it again. I never liked it. I liked some of the performances have been unbelievable, whether it was Prince or U2 or, you know, there's been some amazing ones over the years, but not for me.
Acoustic rock that rocks. This is Sunday Strip.
On the docks, the evening orange jack is down on his luck. It's tough, it's tough, it's tough. Gina wants a diner all day, working for a man she brings home. See, we gotta hold on to what we got. Doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. Got each other, that's a lot for love. We'll give it a shot. Whoa, halfway there. Make it, I swear.
ready or not, you live for the fight. When it's all you got, but I say
were probably conceived to this next song in the back seat of a Corolla. Ew. Sunday Stripped with Kramer.
It's mine.
Serenading your senses with stripped down rock magnificence. This is Sunday Stripped.
Something.
You're probably all sick of by now. It's called Hail to the King.
This is Sunday Bloody Sunday.
This is killing me slowly.
I'm going to do a song from an album called Euphoria Morning, and the song is called Can't Change Me.
Hi, we're Evanescence, and this is Going Under.
Hey, we're Dirty Honey, and this is our first single, When I'm Gone.
This song's called I Write Sins, Not Tragedies. It goes like this.
Acoustic rock that rocks. Sunday Strip.
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. It's show number 41. We've been doing the show since April of last year. I don't have an agent. I'm not backed by a network. There's no programming consultants. None of that crap. And there never will be. I do it all on my own because it's my show and I'll do what I want to do. You're welcome. Speaking of doing what I want, this song would never be approved for this show. And that's one of the reasons why the rock format is so stale. Everybody's afraid to try something new or play something that doesn't fit, you know, the Aerosmith mold or whatever. So with that said, here's 21 Pilots.
Acoustic rock that rocks. This is Sunday Strip.
All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. We don't deal with outsiders very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions. You'll have another freak show sitting next to you. You'll have some weird people sitting next to you. You'll think how'd I get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. La 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 da da. La 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 la. La de da. La 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 de da. I know where you stand, silent in the trees, and that's where I am, silent in the trees. Why won't you speak? Where I happen to be, silent in the trees, standing cowardly. I can feel to say. la-di-da, la, 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 la-di-da.
Hey, Northeast Alabama.
Hey, Northeast Alabama.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Stripped. Rock 105.9 rocks.
My eyes are open wide. By the way, I made it through the day. I watch the world outside. By the way, I'm leaving out today. I just saw Haley's comment. She waved, said, "Why are you always running in place? Even the man in the moon disappeared. Somewhere cry one tear for me. I'm not afraid of what I have to say. This is my one and only voice, so listen close. It's only for today. I just saw Haley's comment. She waved, said, "Why are you always running in place? Even
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks, Shine Down. That band has to be in my personal, probably top three of all-time best live bands. Love them. If you've never seen one of their shows, you gotta go. Up to Evanescence. I love Amy. I've told stories on this show about us going roller skating together all the time when I lived in Little Rock. We met. She's always been so nice, but she's very, very shy. And when she got on stage in the early days, she would stand there, close her eyes, and sing. And so when they got the record deal, the record company said, "Well, when you go perform, you can't just stand there and close your eyes. You've got to have some presence." So they booked her an acting coach in LA, and she went out there for 2 or 3 weeks. And here she is telling her story.
So you get up on stage, super awkward, right? You're like, why am I here? I look like, I have to look like I belong here, but you don't feel like you belong there. It's like a whole confidence thing. And I had super stage fright. So what it was this acting coach who taught classes and stuff. After his classes were done, I would come in for a while, like we did it for, I don't remember how many times, but I come in and to an empty room, like club size maybe.
Okay.
And he would sit in the middle of the back to be like, go. And I'd have to like turn on our music that we were working on. We were like in the studio or writing at the time. Turn on Bring Me to Life, whatever, on a boombox and like act it out with no mic. Like just faking it, pretending like the nerdiest thing you could possibly imagine. But I had to like make eye contact with him. But yeah, I was like, I literally had to just like sing to him and like perform to him. And it's the most awkward thing ever. And then one day I finally broke through and was like, screw it. And he was like, there you go, you did it. That's what you needed to do. And from then on, it wasn't so bad doing it to a whole audience because you can always like move on to somebody else or whatever, but the ability was there to connect.
All right, so this is something completely different from Evanescence. I found this and I had to play it for you. It's them doing a cover of Nirvana.
Sunday Strip. Sunday Strip.
Inside your shame box for weeks, I've been drawn into your magneta pit trap. I wish I could eat your cancer when you turn black. Got a new complaint, forever in debt to your priceless advice. Hey, wait, I got a new complaint, forever in debt to your priceless advice. Your advice. Forgive no one just yet. Cut myself on angel hair and baby's breath. Broken hymen of your highness, I'm left black. Throw down your medical news so I can climb right back. Hey, wait, I got a new complaint. Forever in debt to your priceless advice. Hey, wait, I got a new complaint. Forever in debt to your advice, your advice, your advice, your advice.
Sunday Strip.
Sunday Strip.
Heard on awesome rock stations like Rock 92.7 and Corpus Christi, Texas. Hey Corpus, you rock.
How many special people change? How many lives are living strange? Where we you, are we? Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where we you, are we? We're getting high. Someday you will find me.
supernova, a champagne supernova in the sky. Wake up the dawn and ask her why. Dream a dream, she never dies. Wipe that tear away now from your eye. Slowly walking down a hall, faster than a cannonball. Where we are, while we're getting high. Someday you will find me out beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me. Champagne supernova, cause people believe that they're gonna get away for the summer. But you and I, we live and die, the world's still spinning around, we don't know why. How many special people change? How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? We were getting high. We were getting high. We were getting high. We were getting high. We were getting high.
Nice one, all. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you again down the road.
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks, the death of Chester Bennington. I feel it wasn't in vain. He hung himself in 2017, and since then, we've had all these incredible major rock artists in our community talk about depression and drugs and suicide, and it's brought a lot of attention to that, and I really love that. Here's Mike Shinoda talking about how Chester was when they first met. And he also talks about how no one knew in the final days how depressed Chester was.
Right. That's true. Actually, that part is important to say, too, because nobody knew the depths of it. Let's go back to the beginning. When I met Chester, I didn't know his stories. As I got to know him, I would find myself oftentimes saying, I've never heard such a crazy upbringing, like such a crazy childhood, like running wild, like in the streets and doing hard drugs on the roof of his high school, just like complete, like just barely staying out of jail.
Sunday Stripped.
Oh, hell yeah.
With Kramer.
So faithless, lost under the surface. Don't know what you're expecting of me. Put under the pressure of walking in your shoes.
Caught in the undertow, just caught in the undertow.
Every step that I take is another mistake to you.
Smothering me, holding
You're listening to the only show of its kind in the world. Sunday Stripped.
Sunday Stripped.
Acoustic rock that rocks.
Sunday Stripped, show 41 in the books. By the way, that was Slash and Miles Kennedy. Miles is from AltaBridge, and he and Slash, they've done a lot of collaboration stuff together, and it's always so good. I was going to do a double shot. I didn't have time. Next weekend, I'm going to do another one from those guys. It's been a pleasure. Thank you to all the great radio stations that air the show. And most of all, thank you guys for listening and supporting the show, man. I love you.
An acoustic rock show with some balls. This is Sunday Strip.